Hey, pass me the Funyuns.
Funyuns? What Funyuns?
Dude, you're kidding. You ate the entire bag of Funyuns yourself?
They were here. I was here. The rest is legend.
You're such a freaking pig, man. Why do I keep you here?
Half the rent money?
You don't pay any rent money.
The warm sense of companionship?
Just stop. Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is James Dinkerton, owner of Dinkerton Pest Control.
Look, I'm not really in
a big pest that just won't go away? Have something nestled into your furniture, never to leave again?
Ooh. Oh, this is the one where Higgins gets to fly the helicopter.
Sir?
How soon can you come over? How will Brian react to pesticide? Will Scott ever get his Funyuns? Stay tuned next week for more of this retarded show.
This is Extra Life Radio.
This episode of Extra Life Radio is brought to you by the generous contributions of Mattias Fredriksson, Doug on the Kill Jaden server, Matthew Leek, MMOTreasureHunt.com, and Zexine from AIE. This episode is for you people. Hey, everybody, and their dog named Toto. That's a terrible opener. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This here's the show, the podcast, the radio phenomenon for MyExtraLife.com. It's sort of official that way. I am Scott Johnson. I am purveyor of said site. If you haven't checked out MyExtraLife.com, please do. Head right over there and check it out. You'll be happy to know that the show is sponsored by two people. One, well, not really people, organizations. One is GoDaddy.com, where Life 1, Life 2, and Life 3 saves you money on stuff, so go check them out. Great place for hosting and domains. And also, YouBuyNow.com, where, if you want 10% off your next action figure, you can use Extra Life as your code. Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. It's 183 for those keeping track at home for Sunday, June 1st, 2008. No better way to start the month off than by chatting with these losers. Joining me on my right is Brian from MissionDeep.com and ComicsCoastToCoast.com. You'd think I'd have that figured out by now. Brian, hello.
Oh, hi, Scott Johnson. How are you today?
I already blew my goal. My goal was not to do one the entire show, and I already did one.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you blew it. I'm pissed. You blew it big time, buddy.
Pissed.
Your goal was to be Finn.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
He's making fun of me on the screen. People, I mean, yeah, I'm getting a little, I got about 15 pounds to shed, but O acts like I'm obese and they need to bring a crane in here and remove my body so they can get the bed sores off. So they can scrape.
I know a lot about that.
I'm not that fat of a guy, dude. I'm 6'3".
Bed sores.
Anyway. That voice was Obsidian from commissioncomic.com. Obsidian, how was your week?
I would like to renounce to my right of saying hello to people, and I would like to just send. Is it called a shout out?
Sure, shout out. Yeah, shout. That's what the kids call it.
Yeah, I would like to send a shout out to two very hot and sexy Canadian women.
Okay.
That are listening in right now.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, we should all. One of them is currently in the hospital, and we need her to wake up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the other one is there with her, so I wanted to say hello to them.
Well, do they listen to the show? Actually,
well, I know that they are both listening to the show. One of them, we need her to wake up. So,
let's try and do that. Let's do that.
Yeah,
I agree. That'd be
awesome.
We need
to be extra funny today.
Dude, we would make all kinds of news if we were the show, the podcast that woke somebody out of a coma. That would be about the coolest thing ever.
Didn't Mr. T make the news when he woke up a kid from a coma?
Yeah, but didn't he make that up? It wasn't something he made up.
He made it up? That's horrible.
I think so.
I can do anything.
I can do anything.
I can wake a fool up from a coma.
This is Pooh.
Wake up, Pooh.
This ain't funny. Wake up.
Don't give me no jibber-jabby.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that worked, but good on you, Mr. T, if that is true. If it's fake, then funny joke. All right, well, welcome back to the show, folks. We are here, we are queer, and we're not going anywhere.
Hey, what the?
Wait a minute, speak for yourself, man. Speak for yourself.
Brian's like, whoa, 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 we didn't agree to this.
Dip.
All right. I didn't sign up for this.
No, you didn't. Okay, so let's move on. I already did again. We got some, did it again. We have some late news, or late breaking news.
You just want to sit this one out, Scott?
No, go? I'm good.
Take a nap.
I'm totally good. All right, let's play that breaking news. Let's do the news first.
Beep, 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 beep.
ELR News.
All right, you get the point. We have some news. This is very interesting news. Despite the efforts of Marty McFly and Doc, whatever his name was.
Brown.
Doc Brown. They were not ultimately to save the clock tower. Save the clock tower. What happened instead is the clock tower actually burned down. I don't have a link to this, so I don't know the details, but my understanding is the set at Universal Studios or wherever. Is that where it is? Oh, you've actually seen it.
Well, yes.
Okay. The clock tower featured...
Yeah, that's pretty much... I know it's not in Utah.
Okay. Well, no, I'm sure of that. But the clock tower featured in the film No Way Out. Sorry, Back to the Future. I don't know why No Way Out came to my head. Isn't that weird? It's weird. It burned down. I don't know why. What the deal is. Something happened. Flux capacitor or something. Who knows?
Well, I suppose it just caught on fire.
Could be that stupid electrical cable that hooked up to it, man. What's going on? Left that cable hooked up for too long.
Well,
since 1985.
I did always think it was pretty dangerous to, get the clock tower struck by lightning on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
hey, someone sent us a link. Let's take a look. Here's what we know. We know that CNN is slowly loading. And we know... Okay. Here it is. Universal Studio Blaze burns sets, vault, and videos. Or no, NVIDIA vault. A pressurized cylinder exploded at the Universal Studios on Sunday, injuring two firefighters as they tried to fight a blaze that began earlier in the day. So, interesting. The explosion occurred around 2:30 p.m. The areas we are utilizing are not affected. Okay, so...
Shouldn't a vault be, fireproof?
Yeah. It says here... Oh, this is interesting. The areas we are currently utilizing for our production are unaffected, and the 2008 MTV Movie Awards will go on as planned, despite everyone smelling like smoked turkey. Yeah,
that was close.
They're all going to stink like fire.
Yeah,
we're working closely with authorities to make sure everything operates smoothly. An MTV spokesman said in a statement, "Thank goodness, Brian. A true tragedy has been averted."
You know, Brian. Brian not only watches those awards religiously; he sponsors them.
He does.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
that's good.
I pretend like it's my PBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. The award show will bring a parade of A-list stars to the park's City Walk area. According to MTV's website, celebrities such as Tom Cruise, Will Smith, Sarah Jessica Parker, Justin Timberlake, and Robert Downey Jr.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is it safe? Is it safe to invite Tom Cruise
anywhere?
To stuff?
Yeah, I think so, because Will Smith is starting to turn, too, and he's coming with him. Sarah Jessica Parker's really a man, so that's fine. Robert Downey Jr.'s cool, but he's bringing the Coke. He has to come.
He's cool this year.
He's cool right now. This very minute, he's cool because of the whole Iron Man thing. Anyway, it doesn't say, it says nothing irreplaceable was lost. I disagree.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The set for The Changeling, a film recently directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Angelina Jolie, was completely destroyed, Meyer said. He said in a quote, "We wish she'd have stayed there and been killed in the fire." Just kidding.
Well, you know, I mean,
shut
if
up.
Clint Eastwood directed it, you know it's got to be boring.
Yeah, that's true.
You know it's going to win.
I mean, it's like there came a point in Clint Eastwood's life when he said, "You know what? I'm going to fight happiness from now on."
Well, honestly, this isn't as sad as when the Nick Park and those guys at in the Wallace and Gromit guys. Aardman Animation, when that all burned down.
My gosh, man.
They lost everything.
That's horrible. Angelina Jolie could not be reached for comment. She was busy in Africa adopting 8 more children. I made that part up as well. Anyway, so there you go. The blaze burned the clock tower. Save the clock tower. The funny thing is the CNN thing doesn't really refer to that very, very much. But anyway. Okay, in other news, I hit level 70 in World of Warcraft, and there was much rejoicing among, I don't know who really cares, but it was a great experience.
Kim did.
I can only imagine some sort of a community room in Scott's neighborhood, you know, like a big poster saying inviting to a celebration.
Yeah.
Some sort of party you're making because you hit level 70.
That's a good idea. I should do that. Something local. But what happened instead is I yelled out, woohoo! And I said, honey, I hit 70. And you could hear my wife, bored, laying on the bed reading a magazine. She'd hear her go, woohoo!
I thought that was hilarious. Whatever. Will you shut up already?
Keep it to yourself. If you're interested in viewing that video and seeing the moment happen, you can sure do that. Now, the irony is not lost on me that I actually dinged killing some trash mob in my most disliked zone in the Outlands, which is Blade's Edge. And I was...
Okay, Scott. The thing is, here's the thing. Let's make your boring-ass piece of news interesting. Now that you've hit level 70, now what?
Now the game begins. Now, I'm just kidding.
Really?
From what I understand, because, you know, I have to be honest with you, I haven't paid a lot of attention to what I could do in endgame other than raiding. I mean, dungeons and things. I knew about all that. But I didn't really pay attention to, like, what the daily quests were like, how you earn money, the whole flying mount thing, getting all kinds of rare crap, really going crazy with your professions. There's a lot to do. So I'm pretty excited about it.
So basically nothing, huh?
Yeah, maybe. You got the new expansion coming out, so that'll be good. Now we can do it for another 10 levels.
You know, people in the chat room say, and I agree, maybe it's time to stop playing WoW and start playing Age of Conan. I mean, you know it's got boobs.
Yeah, I heard it has boobies in it, and that's
and
not...
vaginas to yell at.
Whoa. That's a throwback to last week's show, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the yelling vagina. All right, and let's move on. What else was going on? Oh. If you're a fan of Dignation, I am really stuffed up. I got some crazy allergies today. If you're a fan of Dignation and you watch that video podcast of Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose sitting on a couch talking about dig stories, then you might like this last week's where they featured a piece of my artwork at the top of the show. That was just kind of nice. I just wanted to mention it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's only a few seconds long, that little bit, but it was nice to know that I'm noticed in that way. And that's very cool.
That way.
Well, that way.
You know, because when you run naked down the street, you get noticed, but not in a very good way.
All right, now before...
Not in that way.
Not in that way. Before we go much further, can we just say which thing we think shouldn't... Okay. If there's some movie memorabilia caught in a fire, what is the worst thing that could be burned and destroyed?
Probably the Lucasfilm archives. I mean, he's got such a collection from all the Star Wars and the Indiana Jones stuff. So, I mean...
You mean like all the sound libraries and all that kind of stuff, you mean? Like
not only that, the idol, you know, all that stuff. Everything that was in the movies, all that stuff is kept somewhere.
Yeah. Samantha Jane says the original Yoda. Someone else said the Ghostbusters car.
Yeah. Yeah,
those are actually pretty good. The script,
the DeLorean would be
that
one would be sad and
yeah, you'd have to build a new one. The script to Indy 5, Ziv says, that would not be a shame, it'd be a blessing. Let's see, George Lucas's collection of ample turtlenecks, I think it'd be a bad one. Let's see. I actually honestly think the worst thing you could destroy would be whatever place they keep all the stormtrooper armor and costumes in.
That would wouldn't that be what Brian just said?
Well, sort of. It's the same kind of thing. But I doubt those are kept at like the Skywalker film archives. The other thing is if you burn that, it'd be worse than like a huge tire fire. It would like burn a hole in the ozone layer.
You know what I think happens with the stormtrooper outfits?
What?
I think George Lucas wears them, but with nothing underneath.
Ow. Pinch.
And he dances around his house.
Pinch. Ooh. Pinch. Steven, come here. Anyway.
I got a new story idea.
And
I got it. Indiana Jones and the Stormtrooper pinch.
I do think he does that for inspiration, yeah. Mm.
Well, let's hope none of this ever happens to anyone close to us or otherwise. Okay, there's a bit of a topic I want to hit here. It comes on the heels of news about Far Cry 2. Today's going to be a little more video gamey than usual. Or gamey, I don't know. Far Cry 2, we knew this was coming. It'll be based on the Crytek engine, blah, 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 blah. Neato, Yahoo, right? Here's the rumor. Not the rumor. This is confirmed as far as I know it. Maybe it's rumor. The single player will last 100 hours or so.
Oh, wow.
Now, I just unplugged the power from you guys. I better not do that.
You unplugged power?
There. Yeah, for the notebook that's running Skype. Sorry. Anyway, so the game's going to last 100 hours. Can we just quickly, what other games last this long? Does anyone have a list of games that are like this?
Oh, yeah. I have a list right here of 100-hour games. I don't have a list.
The original Ninja Gaiden, if you play it, it's very hard, and you're probably going to be playing it for 100 hours.
Because it's hard, right?
Yeah, it's hard.
The difficulty makes you play it long. All right, but other ones that have that much content, I'm going to say, like, we're not going to count MMOs or games that just go on forever and have no ending.
So what would be the biggest games ever made?
Well,
Oblivion.
Oblivion is one. That's got to be one.
But it doesn't go 100 hours. I don't think so.
The GTA series is typical. Oh, they're saying that in the chat room too. GTA 4, for example, and other games like it, they're huge. But I'm thinking those games are what, 50, 60 hours? Something like that? I don't know. Anything else? 100 is the question.
Let me go play them real quick.
I'll let you know. Metroid games are pretty long. How long did it take you to beat Metroid 3?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is helpful.
I don't really know, because ever since Super Metroid, it's no longer relevant how long you take, but how much you complete of it. So I don't worry about the time that much anymore.
Well, according to... Oh, that's not correct. Sorry, what? I was trying to... There was a note here about the longest video game ever taken or ever made that had a beginning and an end. And it seems it's just a bunch of people throwing out their opinion. But they all are saying MMOs, they're the longest. But somebody here is saying Final Fantasy VII. That was a pretty long game, but it wasn't 100 hours, was it?
Yeah. I mean, it was long, but not that long.
All right, well, there's others, I'm sure. But here's the point. Those games are long, no doubt. 100 hours, that's one heck of a long game. I'm asking the question, should games ever be that long? And I'll give you an example. I know I'm not the typical gamer, but I think there's a lot of guys like me who get really far into it, love the game.
Old and wrinkly?
Old and wrinkly. I'll get into the game a certain distance, usually pretty far, but then eventually the mechanics of it and everything starts to get so repetitive. Because you're not going to be able to give me something really new to do on hour 90. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying here, Scott, is that you do not go the distance.
Occasionally, that's true. Like, I never finished...
You don't finish the job, do you?
I haven't finished the new Mario, although I love it. I just haven't finished it. I haven't finished GTA 4.
You know, this is a lot about you.
I haven't finished a lot of Zelda games. I haven't finished some of these games that have huge length to them, because there comes a point where I just go... and I hit a brick wall, and I don't want to do the same thing over and over anymore. And there's a bit of that in World of Warcraft even, but once you kind of get past it, well, there's a lot of that, but there's other stuff you can do. There's all kinds of content in that game that you can choose to do instead of whatever the regular crap is. And so I'm just questioning the value of a game that is that long. Now, a game like this may have something to do with age. I have less time to play. I don't know, but when I played Call of Duty 4, it was perfect, dude. 5-6 hours, done. Knocked it out. I'm finished. I loved that, and I was done. And I was not disappointed in the length, but everybody all over the place, this game is too short. I think this game should have been longer. Stupid. So I want your opinions. Brian, how long should a game be before it's annoyingly long?
Well, I have a notoriously short attention span, so more than an hour and I'm done. Yeah, I know. I don't like long games. I really don't. I get very bored. If I feel like if any point in time in the game, especially like City of Heroes, that's the reason why I had to stop playing that, because after about, you know, a couple of weeks of that, I was like, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing nothing. I'm down here clicking on the icons for my powers, and I'm not really doing anything. I'm just click, click, you know, shortcut. You know, and I get really sick of those kind of games. So
that game should have been called Character Creator 4000, and that's
exactly because that's what I kept doing. I kept starting over, going, "Ooh, let's create a new character."
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then they should have done like a SimCity thing. Listen to me, people. This is a brilliant idea. You take the character creation from City of Heroes, which was nothing short of brilliant.
Yeah.
And then you, when you're done with your dude, you drop him down in a little like arena space and like Pokemon battle against other heroes you've made. That would be really fun.
There has to be a game like that. I mean, it has to exist.
Well, it's called Pokemon Something Battle.
Something Battle.
I think. Isn't there a game like that? It's basically what it is. But I'm just saying apply that to this whole hero genre, but make the character creation really cool. And then you do stats and other junk, and that's really cool. Anyway, I love a game where I just feel like it's the perfect size. The question is, the perfect size is sort of fluctuated for me. It's moved around. Whose phone is that?
Yeah, it's mine.
Maybe it's important. Who is it?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. So yeah,
I don't know. And all the people I care about are right here.
Yeah.
All 198 of them and three of us. So, how long is too long for you in a game? Let's forget about MMOs for a minute. What is, like, a story-based game, RPG, Japanese hooey that you like or whatever? How long is too long? And what is your general expectation with a game like that?
Okay, now, you see, the thing is, I'm a different gamer, too, because I don't do multiplayer. I don't like to play online. I don't like to play with other people. I am a genuine single player. I like to play alone. And so to me, I have never come across a game that I liked and was too short. And most of the time, I start feeling this weird sense of loss and nostalgia when a game that I'm really enjoying is coming close to an end, because you can normally tell when that's happening. I remember like one of the games I've played that I could say I easily enjoyed the most, Knights of the Old Republic. Mm-hmm. When it starts coming close to an end, you start feeling like you don't want to play it anymore because you don't want it to end. You're like, you know, maybe I should save it later.
Yeah.
And that happens with most games that I am really, really, really enjoying. So when you tell a guy that likes to play on his own, that doesn't like to play with other people, that doesn't like to play multiplayer or anything like that, that a game like Far Cry 2 is going to last 100 hours, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? No, and I mean it because one thing that really scares me that happens with a lot of games, and one thing that I don't really like, is that most games seem to be like leaving the whole single player aspect, you know, on the side.
Yeah.
You know, okay, now everybody wants to play with other people and everything, we're going to focus on that, and the single player is just like an additional thing. And I remember before, the multiplayer was the additional thing.
Yeah.
Now it feels a lot of times like the single player is the additional thing. I'll just give the example of Halo.
Yeah.
Where sometimes it does feel like, you know, the single player was an afterthought and they were totally thinking about the multiplayer. I really, really, really enjoy the fact that a game is going to come out, a game that I love because I love Far Cry 1.
Yeah. I liked it too.
I mean, just the thought that it can last that long makes me feel that I really, really, really want it.
But only if it's a compelling single player story, right? I mean, you want that. If that story's not compelling, then you're just shooting dudes over and over.
Well, yes, that is true, but I will admit that a lot of first-person shooters, which, by the way, are one of my favorite genres of the game, a lot of first-person shooters don't really require much of a story if the game is good enough. I mean, if the enemies have great artificial intelligence, if the scenarios are good enough, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there comes a moment in all those games when you don't give a crap about the story, you're just playing and having fun, and that's cool.
Yeah.
of course, when these games have a story additional to all that, I mean, all the better.
Yeah. No, that's true. I guess I can get it. I just think a game where a single player focus is there, if the story isn't really compelling, I'm not really that interested in just killing stuff left and right. I need to see new things and do new stuff, and typically those games sort of just recycle and repeat. But
no, but you see, you can get it all. I mean, you can get great scenarios, awesome weapons, good fights. I mean, I'm talking about good enemies and good artificial intelligence and good strategy and great battles and everything. And you can have additional to all that a good story. When you get all that, then you're going to have a great game.
Yeah.
A good example about, you know, a good example there would be Far Cry 1. If we look at the story behind Far Cry 1, it's not really that great. I mean, it's not really much of a story to begin with. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not really that good.
Kind of true. It's like Crysis. Itself, Crysis is kind of like that too.
Yeah, it's just that the game itself is so good, and the scenarios and the weapons and everything is so good that, you know, you're willing to just take the story as a sort of background
thing. All right. Well, let's take a new example. Brian, you a fan of the Metal Gear Solid? You like you like you some Solid Snake?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good game.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, you're a ginormous fan.
Played them all.
Yeah,
and I'm a big fan.
I have played them all as well. I love these games. These are some of the games that are long-ish, and I have beat. I beat Sons of Liberty and found that actually to be the weakest of the series overall. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is this. That game's got 90-minute. Somebody's saying that this has got one 90-minute cutscene in it. There's a whole bunch of other cutscenes, but there's one point where you watch an hour-and-a-half movie.
No. Awesome.
I'm kind of excited about that, if this is true, I mean, because that stuff's amazing.
You can fast-forward through it, maybe.
The DARPA. Remember that guy from the DARPA? I'm from DARPA. That black dude, and there was that whole story in the first one, or the PlayStation one. I love that one. That was my favorite little cutscenes. I think he got shot in the gut. I can't remember what all happened. But that stuff, I love those scenes. They're amazing. The Sons of Liberty stuff was really great. This game apparently has.
You know what I hate about those things?
What?
I hate it when you can't pause a cutscene without cutting it.
Yeah. That would be nice. That'd be a nice feature. Especially, you know what? They're going to have to, dude. 90 minutes? You got to pee.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when Final Fantasy VIII came out, that the final cutscene for Final Fantasy VIII, I mean, when you beat the game, is 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was famous for that. And I remember playing the game a great deal for that, you know, in order to watch that cutscene.
Yeah.
So if you tell me that Metal Gear has, I mean, the new Metal Gear has a 1 hour cutscene, I'm there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. It's going to be the first retail game I get on the PS3, by the way. First one.
All the other ones you steal?
No, I did download. I did downloaded stuff like Warhawk and that base defense thing, whatever it is, tower defense thing. I can't remember what it was called. Cookie Monsters or something. Chat room, I'm sure, is freaking out and telling me right now, but I have them turned off at the moment. But anyway, moving on. This is still related to Metal Gear Solid. IGN gave the game a 9.9 out of 10.
What?
Why is it not a 10?
Okay, that's the question.
Well, did you read the article?
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Okay, then why?
There's nothing in this review that says to me, oh, here's the point one you didn't get. Here's why it's not a perfect 10. There isn't that. I just think 9.9 is super arbitrary and doesn't someone open my door and then shut it. I don't understand that point system, because what is it really that kept it from that one point to a 10? That seems stupid and arbitrary to me. So maybe the bigger question is, forget about the game. I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm totally looking forward to it. What is wrong with video game ratings, dude? They're jacked. Is this them saying, because they gave...
They're jacked.
They gave GTA 4 a perfect 10. So were they just sitting around going, oh, dude, we can't give this a 10. Well, why? Because we just gave GTA 4 a 10. And then there's no way no one can tell the difference between anything. These are totally two different games. Well, yeah, but it's really good. Well, I don't know, dude.
So
maybe just do 0.9.
Doing like this whole little puppet show where everybody's a cowboy and stuff, because you're speaking with an accent there.
Am I? It could be a Utah thing seeping in by now. Brian, what do you think about the rating system in games? It seems a little hokey to me sometimes.
That's always hard to give a perfect 10, because you go as a perfect 10 and then
you got nowhere else to go, dude.
You got nowhere to go. You got no wiggle room.
Yeah.
So with a .9, they can go, well, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that part did kind of suck.
Yeah, you know what? I think you put the 9 point. The 1 point that they missed was because Raiden's in this one, and I don't mean the Mortal Kombat Raiden either. I mean the light and loafers guy.
I think I'm the only person on earth that didn't hate Raiden.
You liked Raiden?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't particularly hate him. I'm just saying I didn't find myself annoyed by him.
I was totally annoyed by Raiden. I was mostly annoyed that I didn't get to play Snake for 90% of the game. They didn't tell you that. He's on the box, for heaven's sakes. There ain't no Raiden on my box.
Well, you're looking at his back most of the game, so you can just pretend it's Solid Snake with a wig.
And a bad voice, and too tight of clothes, and that one homosexual scene. Just kidding. That wasn't in there.
Well, you know, I forgot.
Oh, well, that's excellent. That's the way we like it.
Whatever.
I've completely forgotten.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot.
All right, well, no better time than... Sorry. Cut myself off too fast. We're going to take a quick break because this is a great time to do it. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the whole Metal Gear thing, if we have anything else to say on that. Also, I have this list of 30 upcoming movie sequels you didn't know about. And to top things off, Osaw Speed Racer, and he has a review. We'll do all that and more when our program continues. Back, thanks for hanging in there. Oh, you remembered what you were gonna say before the break there?
I did.
Oh, please tell us, share it with the world, let us all know. Shed your light.
I was gonna say about the rating systems and the perfect 10 that in a certain way it's the exact same as an absolute zero. See, look at it this way.
Okay,
if you give a game a perfect 10, you are saying that basically there is absolutely nothing wrong with the game, nothing at all. That the game is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Just the same as if you gave a game an absolute zero. You are saying that there is absolutely not a single solitary thing in that game that is good. So giving a perfect 10 or giving an absolute zero is just too much of a commitment for a reviewer. I mean,
that's like saying that's the opposite problem. There's nothing bad. There's absolutely zero things bad in the game when that can't possibly be true at all. There has to be something.
Well, it's just that as a reviewer, you don't want to take that kind of chance.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen when something comes up with the game that doesn't work quite as well and you're the guy that gave it a perfect 10?
See, I just believe there's got to be a better rating system. There's got to be something different than stars or numbers, because what you're doing is you're saying, well, here's my number out of a number. So you know that the 10 is there. So even if they just said, well, realistically, we can give this a 9.2.
Well, you know what I would do? I would and by the way, to my opinion, he is one of the best video game reviewers right now. Zero punctuation.
Yeah.
I suppose you've seen it.
Of course, every time he does anything.
He doesn't give out numbers or letters or anything. He just tells you, he just talks to you about the game and that's it. That's pretty much all you need.
He mostly makes me laugh, but yeah, you're right. And you know what? The thing is, a review, I kind of like GamePro. I don't know if they're still doing it this way, but when I used to get GamePro magazine back in the day, they'd have these little pictures to represent graphics. Were like these levels of faces, and if they were really bad, it was this guy looking all grumpy, and if it was okay, it was just kind of making a, face.
That's just another way to use the number.
It kind of is. No. It kind of is, but it isn't.
I mean, because, what are you, a kindergarten?
Because what they're not saying, here is one, it's not like, you got a frowny face out of a possible smiley face.
Well, that's basically it. That's what you just described.
Sort of. But it's so arbitrary that it isn't the same as numbers. So what I'm saying is, do something. I'm not saying that's the answer, but something more like what Yahtzee does with zero punctuation, or something that's more about the commentary itself. The problem is some people just want to glance at it and go, okay, what did this get? Oh, okay, 4 out of 5, that sounds good. They don't want to read 4 pages of review. And then there are people who do, and they do, and that's fine. But I don't know, dude. I don't know what the answer is. Obviously, if there was an easy answer, they would be doing it different than now. But this is how
I
they do
it. I don't know. I mean, 10 is a pretty big and intimidating number. When you go to a game review site and you see a 10, I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I know, man. Your expectations are pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of people gave GTA 4 a perfect 10.
Yeah, lots of people, including IGN.
Okay, and what about you, Scott Johnson, the man that God forgot? Do you believe that GTA 4 is a perfect 10?
I think that GTA 4 is, but see, I don't like the system, but if that's the only rating system I had, I haven't beat it yet, but I would probably put it in the high 90s, yeah. I mean, not a perfect 10, though, because nothing's perfect.
So the answer is no. You know, my question was if you would...
I guess the answer is no to your simple question, yeah. It's not a perfect 10, but no game is. Zelda Ocarina of Time, perhaps the greatest video game I've ever played, is not a perfect 10. There's issues, there's stuff, there's things that annoy me and bug me. But
you wanted to see Link naked, didn't you?
Well, I always do, and they always let me down. I thought Twilight Princess was my big chance, you know, waving the wand around and all that. Anyway. So that's that. Whatever. 9.9. Come on, just bump it a point. We don't care. Whatever. I think, you know what? We're going to be geniuses here. We're going to make so much money when the three of us figure out the next rating system for video games and everyone adopts it and it does away with these numbers.
I didn't know we were planning to do it.
No, we need to. We need to do it. Put our heads together. Brian's balding head.
That's a lot of pressure.
My graying head and O's bald
not
head.
Balding.
Well, oh, you're not? I thought you were.
I got a luxurious set of hair, man. I've got all kinds of hair.
Luxurious. Your sweet little pompadour action you got going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you should have seen it when I first met Brian. He was like standing in the doorway and the wind was hitting his hair just right.
Wow.
Wow, it was romantic, man.
It's very romantic. I'm impressed. Okay, well, let's move on to... I love this list. Let's do this list. It's the 30 upcoming movie sequels you didn't know about. I want to talk about these in turn. I'm surprised by some of these, excited about a few of them, and horrified by a couple. We'll start with the top.
Do it!
The Brazilian Job. Fine, whatever.
The Brazilian Job? What? It's a sequel to The Italian Job?
Yeah.
The
Italian Job? Yeah. I actually want to see that.
I like heist movies. I like heist movies.
Well, I loved the first one.
Yeah,
I
it was great.
The Italian.
The first it was great. Awesome. And all the same people are there. We got your Mos Def, your Jason Statham, your Mark Wahlberg.
Wait, you have to go check out who it is on the phone. I'm good.
All right,
do I not
sound
back. Good?
No, O had to take his little call. It was his parents, and he slammed the phone, and now we're back. Okay, so back to this list. So, yeah, The Brazilian Job's got everybody who was in it before. That's fine.
Oh, you know, I hate it. I hate it when sequels can't get the same actors.
Oh, then you'll love some of these movies coming up.
Okay.
You'll love these. Okay, iRobot 2 is coming out.
What?
2010. Well, it says the script is it's still in the scripting stages. Potential release date of 2010. It is green lit. No news on whether Will Smith will be involved. It would be really retarded if you didn't.
I hate it. I hate it when movies that are based on a book make a sequel and go even further away from the book.
Well, then you won't like your Del Toro doing The Hobbit thing, because the second movie he's signed to do for The Hobbit, it doesn't exist in book form. So that makes me nervous, too. So you got The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And then you got
The Hobbit 2.
You got The Hobbit 2, which is totally made up, and I think it'll mostly be bugs that fly around, and it'll be guys with eyeballs in their palms with their hands. That's what that whole movie.
You know,
be
that that's stupid. I mean, it's not like there was not enough material.
Yeah, I know. To make two,
just make two movies
to make stuff.
I know.
Yeah,
or go and he's got other like ancillary books that are about other things. In that universe, he could have totally pulled from that, and maybe they will. There's very little known about how that's all supposed to go down, but I'm a little nervous about it.
Okay, move on with the list.
Moving on. I Am Legend 2.
Why? What?
I know.
What else did you say?
How can you have a part two did that? I don't understand. Okay.
Well, it says we should have. It said we'll have a follow up. Although it'll be interesting to see if Will Smith returned. I think he didn't he die.
Yeah. Oh, he returned.
Yeah. Beverly Hills.
I mean, he blew a grenade.
Warning! Warning! Spoilers!
Warning! If you haven't seen I Am Legend 1, then don't go see 2 yet.
Yeah. You may be disappointed.
You may be. Beverly Hills Cop 4, B.O. Stupid.
Is that going to have?
Well, they say here, if Die Hard can still do it at the box office, why can't Axel Foley? Partly because...
Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Third movie was terrible. Do you remember that? Terrible. Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, bad.
That's where it was like at Disneyland type resort or something.
What is Eddie Murphy up to lately?
I don't know. Nothing.
Did he die in one of those fat suits?
No, he was in that. He was in that. He was in that. He got an Oscar nomination for that musical, whatever it was called. What was it called?
I don't remember that. Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. Yeah, dude. Not Norbit. Not Harlem Nights. Not freaking Coming to America. It's that new movie he was in. Anyway. Oh, Showgirls or something like that. Anyway,
Showgirl?
Yeah, he won for like being somebody's agent.
Oh, yes.
The Pluto Nash movie. Dreamgirls.
Showgirls was an awful movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking of... Yeah, it's not Pluto Nash. Everyone keeps putting up Pluto Nash. Dreamgirls is correct. Porn. Thank you, everyone in the chat room said that. So, anyway, what are we seeing here? National Treasure 3. Who cares?
That's what I say.
Made a lot of money, though, dude. Those first.
Well, yeah, what about the second? How did the second one do? I did not want to watch it. I mean,
it just came out, didn't it?
It just came out on DVD. I want to say
DVD. Yeah.
Well, was it any good?
People I talked to said it was terrible.
I didn't see it yet.
People I talked to said
it was what?
Said it was bad.
Didn't like.
Yeah.
So it was bad.
But that doesn't mean it was. I mean, I'm not gonna assume. I mean, just because I say Indiana Jones is bad means that Brian actually really liked that stupid movie. And keep this in mind, by the way. Beverly Hills Cop 3, when I went to see that, because 2 was great, okay? 1 was classic, 2 was awesome. Great, 3 was horrible. And 3, the feeling, the emotions I had in 3 were the emotions I had in Indiana Jones and The Legend of the Crystal Butthole. Serious.
Beverly Hills Cop has one of the best soundtracks ever.
That was brilliant. Brilliant.
What, our rendition or the thing in the first place? I think probably the thing in the first place.
That rendition was just sad. And then the frog ruined all of it. Stupid frog.
Good times.
The French ruined everything.
The damn French, dude. Retreating, making weird greasy food with stuff in it. Come on. Shave your armpits. Let's get with the program. Patrick,
we're picking.
You know who should shave your armpits?
Who?
Nina.
Nina, who's that?
The one from 99 Red Balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's furry.
That hairy arm. Yeah. Man, that was freaky.
That's like man hair down there. She got like, I don't know what she's got.
Oh, okay. And that's the piece of info nobody cared about.
It's like Chris Christopherson armpit hair. All right. Moving on. She had Whistler hair. Where are we? Oh, National Treasure 3. Poopsky. Cars 2. Sure. Why not?
Wait a minute. Why is Car? No, I don't think you should. Toy Story didn't work that well. The sequels.
A lot of people think it was.
Then you're going to be disappointed because they're having part 3.
Yeah, they're doing a Toy Story 3. By the way.
Oh, really?
2010. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen are expected to be back on. It was originally speculated as a straight to DVD affair. Now it is definitely theaters. So Cars 2, Toy Story 2, or 3.
Wait a minute. Hasn't there been a lot of Toy Stories direct to DVD? So it wouldn't be like Toy Story 5 or 6.
I don't think they've done any direct.
I don't think they did any.
No, they had the.
There are several direct to DVD.
Oh, they had the Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah,
thing.
That's different.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even computer stuff. That was like traditional crap cell animation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean Cellimation animation is crap.
Traditional animation crap.
No, I don't mean it's crap. I'm saying they did like the cheap Saturday morning level budget stuff. It wasn't like Disney proper. So that's what I mean by crap. Jeepers Creepers 3. What?
Whoa. First two were... I don't have a word for how bad they were.
I don't either. I've seen the first one and I thought it was pretty lame. Shrek 5. Come on. Be done.
What?
Be done.
We haven't even finished with
the four yet. Have they done four yet?
Well, four's announced. Four's
it's
announced.
Banned. It's banned. 2010.
Yeah,
Shrek
five.
Goes.
Yeah, Shrek goes fourth. Listen, did you guys know this? Some interesting trivia. Chris Farley was originally had read the script and was hired to play the part of Shrek before died in his own vomit or whatever happened to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
He died of an overdose, I think.
Well, yeah, but you know there had to be puke involved. Night of the Museum 2. I hated the first one. Hated it.
No, I thought the first one was like fun for when you're like at home and have nothing to do and just want to watch TV all afternoon. It was fun for that.
My kids loved it.
But wait a minute. Back to Shrek. I think Shrek has been... I mean, the third one felt tired. The third one just didn't feel like they had it going on anymore.
I felt pretty tired,
too. I didn't
like
the second one.
Yeah, the second one wasn't that great either. I liked the first one. Yeah. They should have left it at that. It was creative and fun. Crank 2, High Voltage.
Have you seen the first one?
Crank is a guilty pleasure right up there with Snakes on a Plane. I have not seen Crank. It's Jason Statham, I guess?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How can it be a guilty pleasure for you if you haven't seen it?
I didn't say that. He did. Brian did. Did I say it was a guilty pleasure?
I saw
Crank.
Oh,
no. I'm reading it off the webpage, dude. The webpage says Crank is a guilty pleasure right up there with Snakes on a Plane. I haven't seen either of those movies.
Two very different movies. Crank is almost an experimental movie. It's really interesting. Yeah. I really liked it a lot.
All right. We'll see how that goes.
I got bored with it after a while.
This guy likes it. By the way, Jason Statham is showing up a lot on here. The next one is Transporter 2. 3, rather.
3. Yeah, I love
Transporter
the first
2
one.
Was awful.
I thought Transporter 2 was fun. I had a good time with it.
No, the first one was so good that second one just feel right.
Well, the first one was directed by the dude who created it, the Fifth Element dude. What's his name?
Luc Besson.
Luc Besson.
Besson.
Besson. We need Jason Statham. Anyway, he was that was good stuff, and I liked 2. I thought 2 was fun. It was kind of a kick in the butt. Yeah, I know. I know my camera's out of focus. I don't know why it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep
it up with this.
Sorry, delayed. Super Troopers 2.
There was a Super Troopers. Oh, no. No, no way. I'm thinking about Star Trek Troopers.
Yeah. Well, that's hang on to your butts.
What the crap is Super Troopers?
It was a stupid show about cops. I don't know. I don't even know.
It was pretty funny.
Was it funny, Brian? Everyone in the South tells me it's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
What does that tell you, though? Something's up there. It's a southern thing, dude.
Southern thing. Yeah, it is, I guess so. But I thought it was funny.
Silent Hill 2.
I still haven't seen the first one yet.
No, I don't see why not.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, especially if they do it the way Silent Hill is done, that it doesn't even need to have anything to do with the first one as long as it's in Silent Hill.
Next one is... I think my camera just broke. Oh, well. It's like Vaseline screen. next one is The Grudge. No, The Descent 2. I didn't see the first one. Apparently, that's some people think it's the most.
Descent?
I've heard people say it's one of the most amazing horror movies ever made. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, the definition of horror film seems a little bit fuzzy these days. But The Descent is one of the most stressing movies you can ever watch. If you're claustrophobic, do not watch the movie. And really, I mean, it is one of the movies that can really stress you out. It makes you jump. It is a great, great film. It really is.
But you wouldn't put it in the pantheon of great... Whatever. I am getting fat. Look at that.
I highly recommend it, but...
Yeah.
And I say this to people like you, Scott, or like you, Brian, because I know you like to take your kids everywhere. I mean, you take them to the bathroom even. Do not watch. I mean, this is not I mean, I know horror movies are normally not kid movies, but The Descent is a very, very, it's a heavy movie. Don't ever,
dude,
ever,
I
ever
never
show
take my
it.
Kids to that stuff anyway. That's why I've never seen it. All right, so there's that. We'll just get through some of these. The Grudge 3, who cares? Ice Age 3, I hated 2. Loved 1, so 2 is dumb.
I'm agreeing here.
Ghost Rider 2. Brian, weren't you a fan? Brian, was it you that liked Ghost Rider? I can't remember.
I thought it was okay. Wasn't great or nothing.
All right.
I thought it was ridiculous.
Okay, this is the weirdest one on the list. The Untouchables Capone Rising.
What? Okay.
A prequel to Brian De Palma's cracking prohibition thriller of 20 years ago. De Palma's back behind the camera, and the project is in the pre-production stages. So I loved the original movie.
Yeah.
They send one of yours to the hospital. You send one of theirs to the morgue. Indiana. Anyway. great, great movie, but I don't know about this. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to do with Ghost Rider like they did with Batman or with Hulk.
Or Hulk.
Like, yeah. Oh, you know. Yeah, we're going to fix it.
We're going to fix this now.
Mr. Freeze never existed. Forget about all that. We got the Joker now. So there's that. Thomas Crown Affair 2, don't care. The People Under the Stairs 2, again, don't really care.
The people behind the walls?
No, there's People Under the Stairs. It was like a 70s thing, wasn't it? Or is this newer?
Yeah, well, the People Behind the Wall. Yeah.
Well, The People Behind the Wall? I've never heard of that one, dude. There's a movie called The People Behind the Wall?
Well, I think.
I don't know.
The People in the Hallway Next Door. The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, starring Jet Li, Brendan Fraser, and others.
Well, if it has Jet Li in it, it has to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see that. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I had some trepidations about that, but I think it's starting to sound pretty good, though.
What do you think about the second one, Brian? Do you like the rock?
That was all right.
It was fun.
It was all right.
The Scorpion King was fun, too. I mean, it was just fun.
I just like Arnold Vosloo, the guy that plays the mummy. That guy's awesome. I'd watch him in anything. I'd even watch him in Punisher Warzone. So we'll see about that. Different dude now, though. Let's see. Ray Stevenson. I don't know who he is, but he's playing the Punisher now. No more. What's his name?
Huh.
That one guy.
That's weird.
Starship Troopers 3, Marauder. Casper Van Diem is back.
Geez.
This is going straight to DVD, by the way. So
yeah, I loved Starship Troopers 1, and Starship Troopers 2 was just like, it could have been I believe it was not even supposed to be a Starship Troopers movie. They just decided to shove it into that universe.
Yeah.
Huh.
The first Starship Troopers movie had one thing going for it. Two things. Had Sam Fisher in it, but it also had...
Yeah. Denise Richards.
What other movie do you know where they can take one of the Golden Girls and make her cool?
Yeah.
That was that movie. She was that teacher that was blind. She was awesome. Okay. Pink Panther 2, who cares? Ace Ventura 3, please. No Jim Carrey, though, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Why even do it?
Does that make sense? Well, they made a lot of money on that second God movie.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. No, what was the God movie with
Ace Ventura?
No.
Yeah. We're trying to tell Obsidian Ace Ventura. He couldn't
Almighty
hear it.
And the other one was Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was horrible.
Exactly. So this is bad news. Dumb and Dumberer, it's kind of like that. The guys in the chat room. And M. Nick says that. That's true. That's a good example of that. Bruce Almighty was funny. Evan Almighty made me want to pull my eyes out because I love Steve Carell. It was just a bad movie. Let's see. We're almost done. War of the Worlds 2, The Next Wave.
Oh, geez.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, all the aliens start taking cough medicine and come back.
Okay. That's right.
This is notable because of this. It's another straight-to-DVD sequel, but this is what's interesting. This one is of note because it is directed by Soul Man / Hitcher star C. Thomas Howell. Remember Soul Man? Came out in high school, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Remember that movie. He was a white guy who painted himself black.
Yeah.
And then he was the Soul Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
You know, it reminds me of those 80s movies where all a woman had to do to pass as a guy was stuff all her hair into a baseball cap.
Yep. Those were the 80s, man. That is awesome. Put all their hair in the baseball cap and talk a little bit like this. And they were a dude. And you know what's great, Brian? Wasn't the plot... Remind me of the plot of Soul Man. Actually, he took a pill and would turn him black or something. And that. But what was the plot? Like, what was he doing that for?
What, wasn't he trying to get a scholarship or something for school?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to get like a
minority
kind of scholarship thing or something. If you think about it, that movie's big old fat racist movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, this is the 80s.
Well, maybe not, because you can get minority scholarships.
I guess, dude. I don't know.
That does happen.
Someone out there will find a problem with what I just said and be mad and email me, and that's fine. Bring it on. Jurassic Park 4.
What?
The latest.
Still trying.
Laura Dern is still there. Released 2009. Don't hold your breath, though. But they are starting shooting soon. Blah, blah, blah. I
think the only good Jurassic Park was the first one.
You know what? I'm going to say I didn't enjoy the second one much, but I will be one of those guys that says I kind of like the third one.
I can't say that I've ever seen...
Because they have dinosaurs in them.
Well, yeah, but I kind of like the third one.
I can't say I've ever seen a part four of any movie that I just said, ooh, part four. Well, I mean, when you get to three, you've got, you know, the trilogy. That's it. That's where you stop.
You know what? That's an interesting point, dude. Let's think. When has that happened? You can't count New Hope.
When have I been excited about a fourth part?
Yeah, what?
Alien.
I was excited
about it.
But I was excited about it, but it wasn't that great. It was all right.
I loved it. I love all the Alien movies. I love them all like my children.
I want to say you've extended your stay too long when you started getting part four.
That's the damn
truth. I want to say, beat it.
I kind of agree with you, dude.
What do you say to Rocky?
Oh, you know what, though? I really liked
Rambo. Everybody was very excited about Rambo 4.
Yeah,
Rambo.
But look at it this way. When you got to Rocky, what was it, 6 is the name?
But they didn't call it Rambo 4.
No.
Oh, so by that rationale, if you don't call it...
That's right. That's right. I mean, because James Bond has been going on forever, but they never said it was James Bond 4, James Bond 5. Yeah. If you're planning on going past 3, stop numbering them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you just have a problem with the numbering them part.
Well, it always seems so cheap. It's like part 4.
And don't name your digital video game download service Steam.
Not giving it the number and just calling it John Rambo is not cheap.
Oh.
Cheap, less cheap.
All right. Last one on the list is it's actually a tie between Scary Movie 5 and Saw 5. So,
which are both the same movie by now.
Yeah.
What
else they've merged together, dude.
I mean, I admit I'm a big fan of Saw, and I especially like the way Saw, all the four Saw movies tie into each other. It's really awesome. But, and Saw 4 is great. Saw 3 is great. Saw 2, not so much, but when you join it with Saw 3 and 4, it suddenly becomes good.
Becomes like Transformer Voltron Saw.
Yeah, really. Saw 1 was great.
I saw but, Saw 1 had that guy from Lost in it, the Benjamin Linus character in it. He was in it.
But the thing is,
I'm just throwing that out.
Anybody
there
who has seen all four Saw movies, I'll tell you this about Saw 5. I don't see how they can make another Saw movie. But I am curious to see what they're going to pull out of their hats this time.
I'm not sure it's their hats they'll be pulling it out of.
I was going to say hats, really. You're going with hats.
Yeah, well, but if I say ass, you're probably going to bleep me.
Nah, it's still PG. Look, I don't care about Saw. I don't care about Scary Movie 5. That's stupid. But that's interesting. These are a bunch of movies you didn't expect to see.
Yeah.
No, I expected Scary Movie 5. I mean,
next week
they're not going to quit. They're not going to quit until you kill them.
Next week we may talk a little bit about some of the TV shows that are coming to be films. Check out this list. I'll just give you a couple of Magnum, A-Team,
nice.
Wonder Woman, Thundercats.
But you can't have Magnum if John Selleck is not in it.
Chips.
Okay. Quick question.
Dallas.
I'm going to love this. Okay. Favorite thing Tom Selleck was in?
Quigley Down Under, or that one thing with Gene Simmons with the little robot bugs. Runaway.
man.
For alibi.
Dude. That's hideous. Oh, wait. She's having, or no, three men and a little lady or whatever, that third piece of turd that came out.
Yeah.
That I think Spock directed, by the way. He did. He directed the first two. I don't know about the last one. Why, oh, what are you doing?
No.
Did you know that he was the first choice for Indiana Jones? He was their first choice. He was signed and said, you know what, guys, I can't. They got this big deal for me on TV called Magnum PI with this Higgins fellow, and he had to go. Yeah. So he was second. He was first choice. That's just weird. I can't even hardly picture it. But he, you know what? He looks better older than Harrison Ford does.
That's true. He probably could still pull it off, couldn't he?
Yeah, I think he'd look pretty good right now. Just my own opinion.
Well, he has aged a lot better. But my favorite Tom Selleck, my favorite thing Tom Selleck was ever in was the one you said, Runaway.
Oh, yeah. Runaway with Gene Simmons, dude. That's a great stupid movie. I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I mean, the tagline over at IMDb says, it's the future.
Yeah.
Machines are being programmed to turn against us. Yeah. Someone must stop the madman who started it all. Someone with a mustache.
Someone with a mustache.
Dude, one last thing. I'm so excited. Arrested Development is being made into a film. Oh, yeah.
What?
They're doing it. Arrested Development, dude. That's one of the best shows on TV. That would make a great, funny movie.
I love the series, but I just can't
Same writers, same directors, same everybody. That could be a very funny 2 hours, dude.
Wasn't Tom Selleck the guy that is gay and in and out, the one that the other guy ends up making out with?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's
I think so. It's called In and Out.
I don't know.
I think that's right.
That's
Isn't
horrible.
That right?
That's terrible sounding.
I don't know. It's this movie about a guy that doesn't know he's gay, but is gay.
All right.
Yes, Kevin Kline. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Kevin Kline. That's right. All right. Enough about all that.
Wait, sounds gay.
We need O's butt old review. Could you please review for a Speed Racer? Because I haven't seen it yet. I don't think Brian has yet.
No, I haven't seen it. So not planning on seeing it.
I kind of not either. But after hearing what O said on IM earlier in the week, I'm tempted now. So, oh, your thoughts on Speed Racer?
Okay, I saw Speed Racer last week. I'm gonna actually see it again tomorrow.
Whoa!
Yes, you see, the thing about Speed Racer is it is a purely visual movie. It is it's not a movie to think about. It's not a movie to nitpick at the plot or at how exaggerated it is or anything. It is a purely visual movie. And as far as that is concerned, I even would go as far as saying that I don't think most people are ready yet to watch a visual experiment like Speed Racer.
Wow.
The movie definitely has a visual style to it. It is acid. I mean, the movie is pure acid. It is psychedelic. It is almost ridiculous in the way it is presented. It's exaggerated. And the thing is, this whole thing all ties into how the cartoon won. Anybody that says that the movie makes no sense, that the movie is far too exaggerated, that and all this stuff, has clearly never seen the cartoon. And you know, by that, the movie is very faithful to the cartoon. The races are awesome. I mean, if you want to watch, if you're the kind of person that likes watching a car go 500 times around some boring track, then you're probably not going to like these races. I mean, these races are just very cool. It's a lot of fun. And if like me, you're, you know, a designer, an illustrator, or anything like that, you can really have a lot of fun watching this movie and checking out all the design elements, you know, how they decide to show everything. And I mean, it really is a visual experiment. And if you enjoy it by that, if you enjoy it for that, you're going to have a very fun time. That's exactly why I'm going to watch it again tomorrow, because I want to see it again. I want to see stuff that I missed.
You make me want to see it, dude. I do want to see it.
And if, like me, you're from the school of thought that Christina Ricci is hot, then...
I am not from that school of thought.
Well, I am.
I am from the school of thought that I have scraped off things from my shoe that look better than Christina Ricci or Chris, whatever her name is.
Well, when I get to the United States, remind me to go have sex with your shoe. Now, the other thing, the Wii game, because the Wii game Speed Racer is actually very good and a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah,
actually, I read reviews that said it was pretty good, which is strange because most movie tie-ins suck, so it's interesting that that it's good.
Well, you see, the thing about the Speed Racer Wii game is that it doesn't try to have a story or, you know, go along with the movie. It is just a racing game, and that is it. It does nothing more. It doesn't expect to be anything more. It's just a fun racing game where everything looks like it was designed by somebody on acid. It's a little bit too, you know, it's a little bit too exaggerated where the cars can jump and do stunts and everything, and it's just a fun racing game.
All right. There you go. Well, Brian, maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't, but certainly on video we'll see it.
Yeah. If we don't see anything. Maybe when it comes on DVD.
Digital versatile disc would be excellent.
Well, considering that you guys have those huge-ass TVs, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that'd be great. 50 inches, dude, surround sound. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that pretty much does it for this episode of the this here show. Anything you guys want to pimp? Brian, you got anything going on with your other comic show, your syndicated comic show? Anything you want to say there?
Yeah, this past week we talked to David Reddick. He's a pretty cool guy. Check out Legend of Bill.
Yeah.
He just started doing that. This guy works with close with Jim Davis. He's done the Trek Life. Does Roddenberry, which is on the Roddenberry website, which if you're a Star Trek fan, you know all about that.
Absolutely.
And, of course, check out missiondeep.com. I've been updating the blog and doing a two-week run-up of all the old strips because I'm getting ready to launch some new ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That'll be awesome.
And, and related news, hell just froze over.
That's right.
You knew that was coming. Oh, do you have anything going on you want to let the fine folks know about?
Well, if you want to commission artwork, go to my site. If you want to read my comic, go to my site.
Yeah.
If I have been posting, yes, please send money. I am starving. I also, you know, I've posted a lot of makeup jobs I've been doing on my other site. You know, my art blog. So why don't I pimp my art blog?
Do it.
You can always check. let me put on my publicity voice here. You can always check out my webcomic over at www.commissionedcomic.com. But if you want to see what I'm doing at my drawing table, you want to check out crapit.com. That's crap. C-R-A-P-P-I-T, crapit.com.
Yeah. Excellent. Make sure you visit there and visit often. For everything you want to know about what I've got going on, go to myextralife.com. If you want to hear me on other shows, if you haven't heard of The Instance and you play World of Warcraft, then who the crap are you? Can learn more about that at theinstance.net. We'd love to have you over there as well. Just a quick update for those local Utah folks and people traveling in for the Nerdtacular 2008 Batman Edition Dark Knight hoo-ha. It is still happening. It is on the 19th of July. Tickets are pretty much sold out, although I do have some coming up for availability soon so we can fill out that 237-seat theater. There will be food after. That is now confirmed. There will also be what I'm told are some really wicked cool decorative cakes, which is awesome as well, from a very talented local lady. I don't want to call her a lady, but she was there last year. I don't want to give her name out. So we're looking forward to that. Lots of prizes. The Wii we're giving away, a bunch of other stuff. Going to be a good time. So plan ahead for the Nerdtacular 2008 and watch the site for updates. That will be good times for you. If you want to be a part of this show, there's only really one great way to do it, and that is email me at extraliferadio@gmail.com. You can send written and audio comments there in the form of an MP3, preferably. If you don't want to do that and rather use your phone, you can call the Gobline. That number is 801-471-0-GOB. That's G-O-B there at the end. Thanks again to GoDaddy and you by now for being sponsors of the show. Thanks to Rob Goobers for our music. Thanks to Scott Fletcher for our voice work. Thanks to Sebastian for some excellent mashups you're about to hear. And thanks to Skyhawk for some of his cool music. I can't remember what I played in the middle. May have been him. Don't remember. But thanks to everybody else who helps make this show possible, especially Brian and O. We'll catch you guys next week for show number 184. Everyone take care. Yeah.
Inside, my heart is breaking. My makeup may be flaking, but my smile, it still stays on.
Oh, the Bard of Bald.
It's just the way the football fumbles. Is it like a giant dragon? Is it a big pair of boobies? I mean, what is it?
Say, do they not have boobs down there in Colombia?
I'm terrible with names. I'm a complete wuss.
So, Mr. Fletcher, let me squeeze as much as I can out of you.
Yeah, it's not polite to stare at the Mexican's misfortune.
It is the entire left side of my butt.
Oh, it pains me. It pains me to say, oh, pizza slice, my pizza slice, when will I see you again?
Is it's really bloody, and it has lots of boobies in it. Let's take this hick and try to make a serious cop drama with him in it.
And let me tell you, yelling at a vagina would be kind of surprising, too.
I see this meal come to an end, and I can't help but feel sad.
I'm just lucky I don't run this sh-
Yeah. Oh.
God dang it.
We called the gopher Indiana.
When Indy brings back the stones and the children, most importantly, the children.
Will our heroes ever eat pizza again?
You know, forget it. Forget it. I killed the big guy. Let's go. Let's all go home. I think it's around 8, 9 o'clock or something.
No,
I just thought you was making love.
That thing was a stupid puppet, and it fit the universe. Harrison Ford phoned it in on a hammock somewhere in the Caribbean on a cell phone.
I love that. It's hard to be a rebel when you're 90.
I need more Vicodin. I need more Vicodin. I need more Vicodin.
Bring back to us. Bring back to us. You must bring them back.
Do you ever shut up?
Nope.
You can't have sex with the eyes.
Damn you, Sheila Booth.
Damn you, Sheila Booth.
I'm Gilbert right. Godfrey.
Damn we'll you, Scott Johnson.
Hi, everyone. This is Patrick from France, and I have a message for O that will hopefully give him some peace of mind over the whole Shia LaBeouf issue.
Damn you, Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, so in French, buff means beef, and la is a feminine article which would be more appropriate for a cow. So Shia's name actually makes him a weird French transsexual cow. Hope this helps. Bye.
Hey, Scott, Brian, other Scott. This is Len from Jawbone Radio. Hey, I'm listening to your latest show, and you had that discussion about Harrison Ford grabbing Carrie Fisher's little booby there in Return of the Jedi. You know, I don't know if this is on the net, and I'm in my car, so I can't check it. But in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, there's a scene where Short Round grabs Kate Capshaw's booby. It's right before they go over that kind of precarious bridge, and Kate Capshaw kind of turns around. And you see this little Short Round hand grab her arm, and then he grabs her huge, huge breast. I love breasts! I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, check that out. Verify that for me and get back to me. And let me know what you know. And the other thing, too, is I kind of look like Short Round. So, growing up, that was kind of like my thing, you know? Like, I was pretending to be Short Round and grabbing Kate Capshaw's breast. Anyway, gotta go. There's a breast coming up. Bye.
I have a very sexy learning disability. Kif, tell him what I call it. Sexlexia. That's the one.
Hello, Scott. I am a peacock. Hey, you know, one of those small, colorful birds. Yeah, I didn't think you think we talk like this, but we do. And I just want to let you know that we here at the Peacock Farm love to listen to your show. We love it all the time. Well, thank you for producing such a show. Give O my regards. Bye.
This game is too short. I think this game should have been longer.